Corruption in world football. Football is one of, if not the most popular game in the world. Referred to as the world game, it is watched by millions from all over the globe and supported by even more. The Football World Cup is the showpiece of world football. Though recent allegations of corruption within Federation International Football Association, otherwise known as FIFA, following the bribery scandal involving the 2018 and the 2022 World Cup bids, has shrouded the game in a negative light to some people, it has also shown the side of the world game that has not been seen before. The problems have come about after the discovery of FIFA officials taking substantial bribes from the nations hoping to host the 2018 and the 2022 World Cups. Qatar, who won the bid for the 2022 World Cup, have now been discovered to have bribed their way to hosting one of the world's largest sporting events. And Russia, who won the 2018 bid, although not proven guilty of corruption, are still being accused of wrongdoing in their bidding process. Since this discovery, it has allowed all sorts of people to question the integrity of the game's officials, and although the sport is still loved, it shrouds the game with bad press. In this essay, I will discuss how football around the world is corrupt, how corruption is affecting football, and how corruption in world football is being addressed to prevent future events of this nature from ruining one of the world's great games. So how is football corrupt? Corruption within world football is a big issue no matter which footballing nation you come from. All over the world, there are deals being made and money exchanging hands to benefit the people who don't deserve to be a part of the sport. The reason that football is so corrupt is due to the actions of clubs, agents, and some officials, which are only involved in the sport for profit. Their motivation is financially driven and not focusing on the game itself. The latest saga to bring corruption to the surface is that which is surrounding the 2018 and the 2022 FIFA World Cup bids. Russia won the right to hold the prestigious event in 2018, and Qatar was honoured to win the 2022 bid. The celebrations only lasted a short while due to the discovery of foul play during the bidding process. Representatives of Qatar, Russia, and FIFA officials are all being accused of making and accepting bribes, some involving large amounts of money, others making deals between countries for the benefits of their country's footballing reputation. This is just the most recent corruption saga to strike world football. But like the past claims, this drama will eventually blow over and fans' attention will turn back onto what they really care about, the game. This is not the first corruption saga to have been overlooked. Juventus, one of the top Italian teams and a major competitor in world competitions such as the Champions League trophy, was stripped of two Serie A league titles and dropped to a minor league for two seasons back in 2006 because they were found guilty of manipulating games, match officials, and even players. In 2004, in Portugal, 171 people, including two mayors and a league president, were accused of being involved in foul play and fixing championship games. Even in China, where football isn't the most popular sport, or the most supported at a professional level, there have been accusations of corruption. Almost any footballing organisation, nation, or league in the world can be accused and most likely found guilty of some form of corruption. This is because the potential for corruption is substantial. There are large amounts of money changing hands all the time. It is what keeps the fans exhilarated and excited. When you see a player being sold for £50 million, it really gets you thinking, what's he going to do? So with such extravagant amounts of money being tossed around like it's pocket change, would you not expect the people around it to think, how can I get my hands on some of this wealth? The fact is that lots of agents have found a way to get maximum profit for themselves and also maximum profit for their clients. They are in a position to make bribes and also receive bribes depending on which end of the deal they are on, as this source shows. I've encountered it once before when I was taking an international player to an Italian club and I was offered a suitcase full of money to make sure the deal went down. I didn't want it. I had no interest in it. Let's say I buy a player from Eastern Europe. I find out he's worth £2 million by his club. I say to that club, I can sell him for £5 million in England. There will be £500,000 in it for you. And the other £2.5 million make its way back to his bank account. This statement is the main source. This shows that the main source of corruption within football is not the players and the referees, but it is the agents and the club officials. They are the people handling the money. They are the ones that get sucked into temptations. Are agents corrupt? No, not all, but majority. This source also demonstrates how corruption is alive in football, and even those not looking to get involved in corruption are tempted. This is why the game is corrupt. There is no way of making sure people do not give in to temptation, as there is no there is never an easy way of proving that corruption has taken place. Agents and clubs work together to look out for themselves and themselves alone, and by doing so, they are the reason that corruption is able to survive or even thrive in football. So how is corruption affecting football? Corruption affects football around the globe because it destroys respectability of the people involved in the sport, such as the players and the officials, and it tarnishes the image of the game. By tarnishing their image, football clubs, leagues, players, officials are liable to lose friends, family, fans, jobs, and even sponsorships, all because they got involved in corruption. Corruption not only tarnishes the reputation of the players and the game, but it also holds some severe consequences for those involved. Players and officials receive heavy fines and suspensions for being mixed up in corruption, while club officials and board leaders receive fines and most likely loss of job. Corruption destroys the essence of football. This source is one example of how corruption is affecting football on a much broader spectrum. The source refers to the essence of football, which can be interpreted as many different things. The values and the sponsorship the players aim to portray, that the players aim to portray while on the field could be one view of the essence of the game. We can also look at the following that football has created and say that the support and love for the game that the supporters show week in and week out is the essence of football. I don't think that it is one singular thing, but a combination of all of them. The source is really telling us that no matter what the essence of football is, corruption will have a negative impact on it. Corruption will manage to erode away the things that make football great, and the people will begin to focus on how football is wrong and immoral due to the exposed corruption. The willful violation of sporting values, such as fairness and open competitions, eliminate the central meaning of sport. If we let corruption run wild within football, the meaning of the game is lost. People will no longer watch the sport for the love of the game. Why would they put their time and effort into something that they know is rigged? The supporters understand that if corruption gets a hold of their sport, even if they do support their team, it is not going to matter because the outcome is more likely going to be decided already. Corruption will affect the game from the lowest level of competitive competition right up to Champions League and the World Cup tournaments. This is just how corruption is affecting football and how it will affect world football if no action is taken. Not only will the sport lose countless numbers of fans, but it will also lose respect. And if we do not do something soon, corruption will affect all levels of competition, from local premier teams all the way up to World Cup, the World Cup, the grand stage of football. So how is corruption being handled? After the recent World Cup corruption saga, which is not over, the world of football is starting to realize that action needs to be taken against anyone involved in such activities. Strict punishments and consequences for those found guilty of corruption exist, but there also needs to be prevention methods introduced to help stop corruption occurring in the first place. The big issue that faces these forces fighting corruption is the lack of resources at their disposal. Without sufficient backing, the required deterrence cannot be set up, and therefore the proper investigations are unable to take place and punishments are not able to be handed out. But although the support may not be there, it is starting to look better for the fight against corruption. After the recent World Cup scandal, the pressure to push an investigation was backed by the majority of FIFA representatives, which consisted of most, if not all, of the losing countries that made bids for the 2018 and 2022 World Cups. As a result, before an investigation could take place, the head of FIFA, Sepp Blatter, who is under high pressure to do something about these corruption claims, and also under serious pressure due to the fact that he is a priority suspect in the investigation, set up 3 specialized task forces aiming to seek out and destroy the sources of corruption. The investigations will be looking into everyone considered to be involved. A month after this announcement, there is still high pressure for Blatter to step down, and reports say he is now considering stepping down as head of FIFA after 2 years rather than serving his full term. In the investigation, the investigations are still to be carried out, and if found guilty, Blatter will receive the required punishments. Other things that are being done in the fight against corruption are the formation of special task forces, which focus solely on investigating possible corruption within all levels of football. The other main focus is finding methods on how to prevent corruption so we can stop it from happening in the first place. In conclusion, we can see that corruption in football is a big deal. Right now, we are only uncovering those forms of corruption where people are making the mistake of getting caught. But we must look further. If we do not attack the issue head on, corruption will end up dominating world football. The recent cup scandal is perfect evidence of this. If someone was willing to try and risk rig the biggest football competition in the world, then what won't they try? We can already start to see the effects of corruption on football through the fans' reactions and also the damage that the corruption is doing to the name and the reputation of FIFA and world football alike. Luckily, enough people do care to do something. Special investigations are being carried out and following the uncovering of the World Cup scandal. More resources are also being used towards preventing corruption rather than uncovering it, because if we can stop it before it happens, we've already won half the battle. With these task forces being formed, and with the aid of the footballing world, fans, officials and players alike, we'll be able to prevent corruption in world football from continuing and focus on what really matters, the game.